And while we're just on this tip, last thing, this song, in case you don't... Well, I'll tell you what, we've done number 3, we've done number 5, we've done number 8. Say number 10.
10, 10.
Number 10, OK. This
he's playing his own game.
He's got me where he wants me, hasn't he?
No, the others we can go with, but I'll be terrified we didn't do this. I've always... This song is one of my favourite songs.
Where's Eddie?
Where's Eddie? Just listen to this, everyone.
All OK. All day up and down the street, looking for him. I know they think I'm crazy, but I'll ask them once again, where's Eddie? I've been all over town. Hey, mister, has he been around? I've been looking.
How does this, what does this conjure up for you?
It's very sweet. My father makes me slightly kind of emotional because my father's name is Eddie.
Oh.
And I was attracted to the just the fact that it was a song about Eddie. I'd never heard one before. But then one of the musicians was called Eddie who wrote it. And that, again, was Muscle Shoals, you know, working with Dwayne Allman and people like that.
That's the thing.
Experience.
I mean, you know, Mark Purley driving things. Dwayne Allman's all over that, you know.
Yeah.
And again, it's...
Dr. John was on...
Extraordinary to have to do that. And this song, for all these, you know, the great singers of the 60s, and then before Madonna and Beyonce and Kylie... Pioneering the one name, Lulu, of course. I think before you... Before
I was
you,
the first. I was the first. I want you all to know that.
I think Cher and Moses were before you. They did the
actually,
one.
Actually, Cher was not her own, the first name. She was Cher. It was Sonny and Cher and Cher.
Absolutely, Cher, of course it was.
I mean, I'm being obnoxious.
No, before that, wasn't it, they were called... Someone and Cleo, they had, anyway, but you, yes.
Oh, God, you've got such a great memory. I have no idea.
Before we
that
come,
was one of the, was up there with one, I was one of the first, right?
Let me bring you up today in case people think this is just Nostalgia Fest. It isn't. let's try this. This is from the new album. This is Making Life Rhyme. Tell us about this one. Give it a few seconds, then we'll talk about this.
We don't have to fake it, honey, we've already made it, baby, can't you see what's meant to be?
Lulu, I was talking to Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze recently, and he said by sheer dumb luck, he found that he'd been singing his whole career, that's why his voice is so strong still, the right way. Is that what happened to you? Because your voice is still there 100%.
I practice singing. I do exercises 4 times a day, every day.
What are those? Are those weird things you have to go, me, 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 and strange
they're
noises?
Actually...
Yeah, that.
And then through a straw, you just make sounds so that you don't... But I've been doing exercises for my voice for many years. And these are the new ones. I do through a straw.
I'm not going to let that pass. What do you do through a straw? What do you mean through a straw?
You blow. I haven't got my straws with. Oh, yeah, sorry. I always carry them with me. You take a straw. Hold on. There's 3 straws. I've left the big one. I'll do the middle one. But it's... So that the sound comes to the front of your voice. Now, this is just not for singers. It's for speech. If you have trouble with your voice, because, you know, like you, you must sometimes find your voice tired.
No, the nation wishes it would, but it doesn't. It's not showing no sign of slowing up.
I set myself up for that one.
No, really.
But for singing, it's really important.
Do that again, because the detractors...
What it does is, you know, if you're an athlete, you stretch your muscles. You have to stretch it because this is the smallest muscle in the body, the vocal fold. So... And then
I'm all over that.
Someone just turned in there thinking,
if you've just turned on, we're listening to Lulu's new album, Making Life Rhyme. It's a departure for us. The first people I ever saw doing that, and I thought, because I, you know, the British are self-conscious. I went on tour with the Manhattan Transfer, and they all did that.
Americans
and I thought,
are on it, aren't
well,
they?
Well, if they can do it,
they're so on it. Americans are so overambitious. I mean, if you're a singer, you can't just be a singer. You have to be a writer, a producer, an arranger, an actor, a brilliant dancer, a cook.
Well, that last one, I was doing all right until that last one. Another number, please. You've got 1, 2...